Bide is a small heron tween in a chunky cartoon contemplator vest, warm gray cream with soft back feathers, long, still poised, deeply patient about waiting.
In his vest, he carries a tempo counter and a waiting move card set. The counter tracks who has tempo. The cards show good waiting moves that improve position without committing.
I am Bite. The strategic thinking primitive I teach is patience and tempo discipline. The move is slow is a move too. Sometimes the best move is to wait.
This is load-bearing. Bide embodies the patience and tempo discipline primitive, the strategic thinking craft of waiting when no forcing move improves your position.
Most novices feel anxious when no obvious good move presents itself. They want to act. They want to feel like they're doing something. That's the trap.
Sometimes the best move is to wait. Improve your position incrementally. Force the opponent to commit. Let the situation develop. Action bias, moving for the sake of moving, loses games.
Patience is not absence of action. Patience is action. The waiting is the move. Stillness is strategy.
Bide unfolds the tempo counter and waiting cards on the workbench.
Watch. A chess position. No forcing move improves my position. The opponent's king is safe. My pieces are developed. There's no obvious attack.
Action bias says, do something. Sacrifice a pawn for an attack. Create complications. Patient discipline says, improve incrementally.
I move my knight to a better square. Slightly more central, slightly more defended. The opponent now has to respond. I gained a small positional advantage. I transferred decision burden. Slow is a move too.
Bide walks the cast through the patient scaffolds. Waiting moves. Moves that improve position without committing to action. Stronger square for the knight. Better defended pawn. Improved king safety. Strengthen and wait.
Tempo. Whoever has to commit first often loses. Forcing the opponent to commit equals tempo advantage. The patient player makes the opponent show their hand first.
Prophylaxis. Preventing the opponent's plans is itself strategy. Don't only attack, defend, and prevent. See what they want to do. Make it impossible.
Zugzwang. A position where any move worsens your position. The patient player can sometimes force the opponent into zugzwang by patient waiting. The waiting is the lever.
Anti-impulse move. Don't move just because it's your turn. Think first. Wait if needed. The clock is your friend if you're patient. The clock is your enemy if you're impulsive.
Bide demonstrates zugzwang with a specific position.
End game. Opponent has no good moves. Their king is restricted. Their pawn is blocked. Any move they make worsens their position.
I wait. They must move. Their position worsens. Patience created zugzwang. Patience created the win. I never had to attack. The position attacked itself.
There's a part of Bide's lesson that's especially important to him.
Strategic patience is not the same as gambling. The cast carries a load-bearing distinction.
Strategic positioning is design craft. You see the board, you evaluate, you decide. Information is full. The opponent's resources are visible. The waiting is informed.
Expected value betting is different. Hidden information, random outcomes, repeated wagers, different domain, different ethics. The cast does not teach gambling,
The Cast teaches positional strategy.
If anyone you know is treating gambling like strategy, that confusion is dangerous. Strategy involves complete information about the position. Gambling involves incomplete information and random outcomes. Don't confuse them. The skills are not interchangeable.
Bide walks the cast through cross-game application.
Patient play works across strategy games. Chess, where prophylaxis is canonical. Go, where slow building of territory matters more than attack. Checkers, where the structure of the back rank decides endgames. Backgammon, where waiting for the right role is sometimes the move.
Different games, same principle. Slow is a move. The waiting is craft.
Even in non-game life, the patient kid often beats the impulsive kid. Not always, not in every domain, but often enough that the patient approach is worth practicing. In conversations, in conflicts, in decisions, slow can be a move.
Bide grew up near the shoreline. His family had been patient fishers for the village. The herons, whose famous still stance hunting had taught generations that the heron who waits catches the fish. The heron who lunges scares them away. Stillness is action.
I learned by age 2 in heron years that lunging at fish scared them off. Standing still in the shallows brought them within range. The fish swam to me. The still stance was the technique. The waiting was the catch.
He walked to Strategy Forge at 12. Gambit, the mentor, asked him one question.
What is patience in tempo?
Slow is a move, too. Sometimes the best move is to wait. Patient improvement is craft. Force opponent to commit. Stillness is action.
You are appointed.
Don't move just to act. That's action bias. If no forcing move improves your position, improve the position slowly. Patient discipline beats anxious motion.
Slow is a move too. Sometimes the best move is to wait. Stillness is action. Patience is the strategy.
Bide returns the tempo counter to its rest. The waiting cards lie still. The next position will be evaluated. The next move might be a waiting move. The slow craft continues.
Slow is a move too. Sometimes the best move is to wait. Bide's primitive, the stillness that is itself a strategy.